Metro commuters, your attention please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Happy Halloween. Welcome to Voices Carry. Happy Halloween to all of you. Thank you for joining. Everybody hopefully had a great Halloween. I know I did with the family. It's currently 10:18 and we're broadcasting live onto YouTube. We had some technical difficulties broadcasting onto X and Rumble, but we are going to get those ironed out and hopefully... we will bring you that live watch party of the village board meeting coming up on Super Tuesday on the 5th. I didn't have anything too hot and heavy in the content today, but I wanted to bring you some dad jokes for Halloween. I did put together a skit for kind of parroting Conan O'Brien's in the year 2000. But I don't think the world's ready for that yet. But we're cutesy time might be over January 1st, and we might start digging into that stuff, and we'll have some fun. Like in the when Conan O'Brien used to do the in the year 2000, in the year 2000, had a whole skit lined up, and it was going to be fun, but. Let's keep it with dad jokes. It's Halloween. Probably everybody's out at parties, and I'm here talking with you guys, which is where I'd rather be. So let's have some fun, and then close out Halloween on a fun note here. So my first dad joke for you is, what do witches ask for at hotels? And that would be broom service. So you can kind of see the where this is going right now. So if I lost my one viewer, you have a great night. But no, we're gonna have fun. Broom service. Let's give them pumpkin to talk about. Let's give them something to talk about. Know why skeletons are so calm? Because nothing gets under their skin. You get it? Because skeletons... I'm not going to explain it. I'm just joking. Where do ghosts go on holidays? The Bahamas. They book through Southwest. What's a skeleton's favorite song? Bad to the Bone. What did the pumpkin say to the pumpkin carver? Oh, I know why I included this one. So what did the pumpkin say to the pumpkin carver? Cut it out. Joey from Full House would be proud of that. Where do spiders go shopping? On the web. Spiders shouldn't be doing shopping on the web. They should be going to Aldi, Jewel, and Kerry. They should be going local stores, downtown. I don't like that joke. Why did the skeleton refuse to eat the Halloween candy? He didn't have the stomach for it. Get it? Because the... How do ghosts predict the future? They check their horoscope. Why do cemeteries have fences? Everybody's dying to get in. Why didn't the skeleton go to the party? Why? The other skeleton asks. He had nobody to go with. We tried to invade, but they just kept on giving us candy. Shows some aliens that came down. Unfortunately, they came down on Halloween. And everybody thought they were in costumes. Take me to your leader. Why are skeletons so good at making everybody laugh? They are too humorous. That's kind of a layered joke. That's more complicated than I originally thought. You have two humeruses. Because they could say two. T-O-O, two humerus. But they say two humerus. That's quite possibly the most serious joke that we have on here. That's layered. That was just a funny picture. And then Crystal Lake Coyote Search, Facebook. They have a game that I just stumbled across this, that they hide little coyotes within the city limits, and if you find it, you got to take a picture of it. I thought that'd be fun to start and carry. That'd be a fun carry, you know, the Village of Carrie's Twitter page. You know, if they did something like that, to where they hid little things around town, and if you found it, you got to take a picture of it. That's that simple. See the coyote on the metro lot parking placard there. And then finally, this was from McHenry Facebook page. I guess somebody had reported a missing pumpkin, and it was seen taking a lazy river ride down the Fox River. And somebody spotted it and said, "Hey, whoever was complaining about a missing pumpkin, I think I might have found it." So I thought that was a fun one to end on. Actually, I have one more. The Walking Bread. So, use your cell phone to email us at voicescarry@proton.me. That's voicescarry@proton.me. That's M as in Mary, E as in Edward. It's a secure email for you to send us anything. Tips, hot and heavy news, local events, appropriate photographs of just community happenings, and wanted to come say hi on Halloween. It was a nice. It seems like Halloween is the threshold for weather this last 2 years. It's like it waits until Halloween for snow or just cold, windy nights. But I thought today was a fun, you know, it was kind of spooky with how windy it was, and yeah, I had a fun time. So thank you for inviting me into your world today, and we look forward to the show tomorrow. And until then, happy Halloween.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.
Mama.
Mama. Mama. So play nice.